بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما. I start with the name of Allah. I praise him and thank him. I ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and to protect his Muslim nation from whatever he feared for them. We were talking about events that took place during the caliphate of our master Uthman radiallahu anhu. We said in our last lesson that people complained about Uthman that he appointed his relatives in governmental offices and that he was very generous to them. And people came from Egypt, Kufa and Basra, and complained about those appointed relatives of our master Uthman radiallahu anhu. Uthman was able to please those people from Kufa and Basra, and for the complaint against the governor of Egypt, he sent a letter in which the governor of Egypt is supposedly to be removed, and he was appointing Muhammad, the son of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, in his place. However, while these people were going to Egypt with the company of Muhammad, the son of Abu Bakr, a person who was riding an animal seemed to be traveling in a hurry. Somehow they stopped him and searched him, and they found a letter with the seal of Uthman on it. They opened it, and in it there were statements supposedly said by Uthman that if the carriers of this letter come to you, if Muhammad ibn Abu Bakr, the son of Abu Bakr, and his people come to you, trick them and kill them. Even if they say they came upon my orders, kill them. So this made Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr and the people with him very angry, and they returned towards Al-Madinah. They hadn't reached Egypt yet, so they turned back to Medina. And the letter was shown to Ali ibn Abi Talib and Talha and other good companions of the Prophet, and they were amazed, and of course they believed that Uthman would not have written such a letter, because it contains ordering killing Muslims unjustly, and Uthman would not do that. So when Uthman was faced with it, he said, "The letter, the seal is my seal. The letter was sealed with my seal, but it's not my letter. I did not write this letter or dictate this letter or send this letter." Later, people found out that the person who was responsible for that letter was a paternal cousin of Uthman. His name was Marwan ibn al-Hakam. He was the one, he had access to the house of Uthman, being a relative of Uthman, and he forged that letter and had it sealed with Uthman's seal. Now, we want to continue from that point on. So when it was discovered that Marwan had written that letter, those seditious people, those people of sedition who came from three areas, Kufa, Basra, and mainly most of them came from Egypt, they wanted to kill Marwan. However, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted to resolve this matter peacefully without having Marwan killed. And out of wisdom, Uthman radiyallahu anhu did not allow the killing to take place. Did not allow the killing of Marwan to take place. After this happened, hundreds of seditious people came to Medina. People, we said, came from Basra and Kufa. And these people were pleased. Uthman pleased them that he met their complaints. So they're supposedly happy. So they supposedly left Al-Madinah. Suddenly, they came back. They were on their way home. And after these incidents, the incident of the letter, they came quickly to Medina. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anh asked them, why did you come back? They said, oh, we heard about the letter forged by Marwan and what the people were saying about it. Ali radiyallahu anh said, this is not the real reason that you came back. If you really had gone back to Basra, there was not enough time for you to leave, to have heard about this letter, and then came back here. So this is a short time. Really, you planned this return to Medina earlier. Truly, when you had left, you did not plan to go back to Basra. So there is a conspiracy going on. You did not, from the beginning, wanted to go back to Basra. You just left out and returned, claiming that you heard about the letter, and that would not have been possible had you have, you know, had you gone to Basra. There is not enough time to receive those news. So, these seditious people, the people of sedition, surrounded the house of our master Uthman radiyallahu anhu and would not let people bring water into his house. The people who were in Uthman's camp said, tell Ali to get us some water. Ali sent three containers full of water, but this water did not get to Uthman except by force. Means the people who carried the water forced themselves through their way, you know, forced their way to the house of Uthman to give him the water. And Ali's people had to fight in order to get that water to Uthman, who was inside his house. Ali received the news that these seditious people surrounding Uthman's house were planning on killing him. Some people were talking among themselves, those evil people were talking, and somebody overheard them. That's how Ali got the news from those who heard him. So Ali sent to his two sons, Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, to guard Uthman's house. Ali sent his two sons, Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, to guard the house of Uthman. Al-Zubayr, a companion, and Talha, both of these companions, also sent their own sons to protect Uthman. Now, some of the evil people got to Uthman and told him to give up the position of caliph. They told him, just leave it. Uthman radiallahu anhu said, I will not take off a shirt, a garment, that Allah put on me. Uthman responded to those people who demanded that he leaves the caliphate office. He said, I will not take off a garment, a shirt, that Allah put on me, that Allah gave me. And here, when he said shirt or garment, he was referring to his office of being a caliph, the caliphate. And you know that Uthman refused to do that because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had told him before he died that Uthman, you will come, you know, be subjected to a sedition. You will be tested. Be patient. And if the hypocrites tell you, take off that shirt, which is the caliphate, do not accept. So Uthman was following the orders of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam by not giving up the caliphate to these people. So Uthman told them, I did not write that letter and I never ordered the killing of governors. Outside his house, Ali was working hard to force water into the house, while these rebels were trying hard to prevent the water from going into the house of Uthman. Now those sons of Ali, Talha and Az-Zubair, were also outside the house, preventing the rebels from entering. Some rebels starting shooting arrows at the house, until Al-Hassan's face, Al-Hassan Ali's son, and Talha's son were wounded because they shot the arrows at them. And also, the freed slave of Ali named Qumbur was wounded in the head. So now it became, you know, more serious. There are injuries, not just pushing these people around. Now, one man from those who surrounded the house of Uthman said to two other people like him, to two people of his sedition group, when the house of Hashim see the blood on Al-Hassan, Al-Hassan now was wounded. Al-Hassan is what? The grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the son of Ali and Fatima. So when he got wounded, so this man told them, told two seditious people, he said, when the house of Hashim see the blood on Al-Hassan, they will be upset and will get people to protect Uthman. Now you're going to infuriate them, so his tribe is going to come and, you know, put more forces to protect Uthman. Your plan to kill Uthman will be foiled. You have a plan to kill Uthman, that plan is going to go and fail because more people will protect him now. So he said to them, let's climb up the back of Uthman's house. Go in and kill him. This is what this man said to these two people. Then two unknown men approached from the back, means the back of the house, because everybody is, you know, protecting the front of the house. So two unknown men approached from the back through a neighboring house. So they went to the neighbors and then jumped into the house of Uthman from the backyard, if you want. They managed to enter the house from the rear without the knowledge of those people guarding the house. At that point, the man who suggested to the other two to enter the house from the back entered the house and grabbed Uthman by the beard. Uthman was there, and so he grabbed him by the beard. When this happened, Uthman told the man, if your father could see you, he would be upset with you. If your father could see you, means what you're doing to me now, he would be upset with you. When Uthman said these words, this man's grip on Uthman's beard weakened, and he left the house. So remember now, we have three people. Okay, one urged two to come into the house. And when they went in, this man grabbed Uthman's beard, pulling it. And Uthman looked at him and he told him, if your father could see you now, what you're doing, he would be upset with you. So when he told him that, this man weakened his grip on Uthman's beard, and then he suddenly left immediately and did not delay that. Now the other two who entered the house from the back were still there, and they killed Uthman radiallahu anhu while he was reciting the Quran. While he had his Quran there, and they killed him. Now, when these things were happening, before this thing immediately happened, Uthman radiallahu anhu had told his slaves who were with him, if someone comes to kill me, do not fight them. It's usual, the slaves, what, they protect their master. But he said, if someone comes to kill me, do not fight them. I do not want the blood of any Muslim shed because of me. I don't want the blood of any Muslim shed because of me. So when these two men attacked Uthman's wife, her name is Naila, was there. She screamed, but no one heard her because a lot of noise in the front, so they didn't know what's happening inside the house. Then she went outside and she told the people, Amirul Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful, of the believers, was killed. And when the people outside of the house found out that Uthman had been killed, the good people were surprised and upset. Ali radiallahu anhu specifically was extremely angry with his two sons. He said, how could these people have gotten into the house? He chided his sons very severely. Then some people said to Ali, so now that Uthman the Caliph is dead, they said, extend your hand, we will pay allegiance to you. So we want you to be the Caliph. Ali was upset with that as well. So when they told him, now we want you the Caliph, it made him even more angry. He said, it's not for you to choose, these people who said you are the Khalifa. It is for the people of Badr, means the great companions, the best companions of the Prophet, are the ones who choose the next Caliph. So Imam Ali kept refusing people's allegiance until he was inspired to accept it. Then he did extend his hand, and the living great companions all paid allegiance to Ali. As for Marwan, who forged that letter, he was very upset that his relative was now dead and out of office. So he went to Al-Sham area with his son. He left Al-Madinah, went towards Syria. He aligned himself with his relative, Muawiyah, who was at that time the governor of Al-Sham area. And he aligned himself against Ali, now the fourth caliph. Ali went to Uthman's wife and asked her, who killed Uthman, since she was there, so she would be able to identify the killers. She said, I don't know. Two men came in, then there was a third who pulled my husband's beard. I know the name of the one who pulled my husband's beard, but I do not know the two who killed him. So she said that the man who pulled his beard, he left. He did not participate in the killing. The other two were the ones who killed my husband. Ali radiallahu anhu found out that the man who pulled Uthman's beard was Muhammad, the son of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Muhammad, the son of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. That's why when Uthman told him, if your father was alive, if he could see you now what you're doing, he would be very upset with you. And this man, Muhammad, okay, being a good, you know, person, son of a very good person, he, you know, noticed, realized that he was doing wrong thing, and he left. But what did he do? He left two people behind him. Subhanallah. So, Ali went to Muhammad to, of course, investigate. And he said, Naila, means the wife of Uthman, now the widow of Uthman, saw you with the two who killed her husband. Muhammad agreed. He said, he admitted that this was true. And said, when Uthman reminded me of my father, I repented. I did not have a part in Uthman's killing. Uthman's wife confirmed his true statement. She said, yes, he did not participate. No one knew with certainty who those two men who killed Uthman were. Some guessing of who they were took place. People start saying, maybe they are those people, maybe they are those people. So we're guessing about them. But no one knew their identity with certainty. Hence, no one was prosecuted. You cannot just bring someone you are not sure and say, oh, you are the killer. So Ali radiallahu anhu could not prosecute anyone for the death of Uthman radiallahu anhu. Uthman was buried in Al-Baqi', the graveyard of the Muslims in Al-Madina, on the 19th night of Dhul-Hijjah of the year 35. He was 82 years old. Az-Zubayr radiallahu anhu led the funeral prayer for him. The caliphate of Uthman lasted 12 years minus one day. 12 years minus one day. Remember, our master Umar was killed immediately after Hajj. So, Uthman became a caliph in the same month, Dhul-Hijjah, in the year 23. So, 35 minus 23 is 12. So, Uthman was a caliph for the Muslims for 12 years, radiallahu anhu. Inshallah, now we will be mentioning some additional merits of this great caliph, Uthman radiallahu anhu. Uthman raised a certain kind of horse that was very good in the battle. So he was breeding and raising one kind of horse that was known to be very good in the battle. And this type of horse had black color, but the legs were white. In Arabic we call it al-bulq. One horse is called ablaq, and many horses are called bulqun, al-bulq. So, after Uthman was killed, the Muslim army did not have these horses provided for them anymore. So whenever the Muslim army went in their missions, they would have horses given to them that had black, you know, color, but with white legs. So those special kind of horses. So after Uthman was killed, those horses were no more provided to the Muslim army. So they knew that Uthman was the one who was providing these horses to the Muslim army. And they were expensive. So this was one of the good deeds that Uthman was doing without bragging about it. Also, Uthman was very kind to people. And he satisfied their needs. Means when the subjects, the citizens, come to Uthman asking him for things, he would listen to their complaints and satisfy their needs. He was so caring for people that when he sat to give the Jumu'ah speech, the Friday speech, he would listen to the needs of the people even after the Adhan was called for Jumu'ah. So he would be sitting on the minbar, waiting to give the speech. The Adhan is called, now it's his time to stand up and give the speech. He would keep on listening to the people's needs until that moment. He was very caring for the Muslims. Uthman, also among his good attributes or merits, he would not disturb his own servants at night. Sometimes people say, okay, he needed something at night. They peel, oh, just wake up the servant. He will do it for you. He says, no, night is the time for them to rest. So he was so kind also to his servants. A student of the companions said that one night, Uthman came to the Prophet's mosque, means one of At-Tabi'un, is narrating this. He said, one night, Uthman came to the mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina. And he recited the whole Quran in one rak'ah. He was praying sunnah, and he finished the whole Quran in one rak'ah. And of course, when you pray sunnah, you pray the minimum of two rak'ahs. But he recited the whole Quran in one rak'ah on that occasion. Those few things that we said are just few of the attributes or the merits, the good characteristics of our Master Uthman, who was the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the third caliph, and he was one of the 10 companions promised paradise by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah have mercy on Uthman. May Allah enable us to meet with Uthman in paradise. والله سبحانه وتعالى أعلم. We wanted to say that much about Uthman رضي الله عنه. Inshallah, next week we'll start talking about the fourth caliph, Imam Ali رضي الله عنه. لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم بارك الله فيك.